The Dance Theater of Harlem was founded in 1969, and as Ritz Museum Administrator Adonica Toller says, it was as much an art outlet as a civil rights movement.
Arthur Mitchell, one of the founders, he was the first African-American principal dancer of a major ballet company, and he wanted to prove that African-Americans could be classical dancers.
That's the first African-American male. The dance company allowed kids in Harlem to learn ballet in their own neighborhood. Photos of him and his dancers over the years are being attached to the walls along with old posters and costumes.
We do have some Jacksonville natives who have danced with the company. Savory Morgan is one of them.
The whole spirit of Dance Theater of Harlem is so important because it's not just, you know, African Americans during dance or, you know, we have to fight this. No, it's not about any of that. It's about anybody that wants to do classical art can do it if they put in the time and work.
Morgan danced with the company for about a year and a half. Now he's standing in its exhibit.
Have you had a chance to kind of browse it yet?
I love all of them. But I guess one of my favorites would be the Giselle, just because it was the first one that I saw.
That's Creole Giselle, a heartbreaking romance story set in Louisiana. Behind Morgan, there's a floor-to-ceiling black-and-white photograph from the ballet.
I am right here.
Oh my goodness.
And Angelie Austin, a former Giselle dancer, is here at the Ritz with Morgan. She's pointing to herself in a cast photo from the ballet.
I actually was a little emotional coming through here because so many memories flooded back, because what you see is the finished product. What's unseen is the hours of work.
Austin danced for the Harlem Company from 77 to 1990. The exhibit runs through the end of July. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.